Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With your contract extension looming here this offseason, you're playing as well as you did individually this year. Does that go into the calculus of how long you might want to bump that out? Like, you played as well as you did this year? Like, does that say in your head... Like, do you have a number in your head, or because you put up the numbers that you did today, this year, you might think, I can sign this for a real long time?
Yeah, no, I don't really think like that. You know, I've always just gone year to year, and, that's always kind of served me well as far as how I evaluate my game and that sort of thing. There's always a lot of factors, but I think that's separate from, you know, talking contract, and obviously at my age and things like that, you know, there'll be a lot of factors, but as far as just evaluating my game, I don't look any differently at, you know, how much longer I can play based off that. I think it's always just evaluating my game for what it is, not my age.
Just to clarify, when you said year to year, are you thinking about doing year to year deals moving forward?
No, I'm saying just when you're looking at year to year and evaluating your game, it doesn't, you know, whether I was 26 and had a good year, I don't. Like, you know, it's nice that, you know, I felt good, was able to play all the games and things like that. But as far as the outlook, I don't think it changes how I approach that.
Do you have the intention of signing an extension when you can this summer, if it's possible?
Well, I mean, obviously I'm going to talk to Kyle and you know, have a conversation with him. But, yeah, we'll see. I think it just, you know, it's something that, you know, I'll have conversations with him about.
That's a long clip to open with, and we usually will not play a clip that long to start, but I think the context there is important. I also love Tim Benz. He's a friend of mine. It's a long question, and he had to drop in the word calculus. He had to go with the Syracuse word, Dorn. Mm-hmm. Of course he did.
I saw Tim yesterday, and he talked about this question that he asked.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
You were speaking to some sort of class or something like that?
We did a foundation for Parkinson's. It was Mackie, Benz, and myself.
Oh, cool.
And we did like a nice little podcast in Ellis Cannon, too.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Yeah.
Nice. Teach people about broadcasting kind of deal?
Yeah, and just kind of just make people, you know, up to speed to what's going on in the sports world in Pittsburgh. It was a great time. It was at Mike's Beer Bar. It was fantastic.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Good guys, all of them.
Yes.
All good guys. Worked with all those people. They're excellent men, and you are my favorite, and I'm happy you didn't hit a deer on your way into work today.
Thank you.
So Tim did a good job there. Shelly Anderson did a good job following up. I think that the context is really important, but this is the part that we're going to focus on.
Do you have the intention of signing an extension when you can this summer? possible?
Well, I mean, obviously I'm going to talk to Kyle and have a conversation with him. But, we'll see. I think it's just, it's something that, I'll have conversations with him about.
We're going to talk to Rob Rossi today at 8, because Rob is the guy who's been saying he's going to stay, Crosby will be here for the long haul. National writers are saying different stuff, not because of what they've been told, but just speculation. And look, we've seen the Penguins now miss the playoffs for 2 consecutive years. If Crosby wants to win another Stanley Cup, there are other places where it would be more likely that he could get that done, obviously, than here in Pittsburgh. He said, we'll see. He said, I got to talk to Kyle. I'm not going to push the panic button here because of what Rob has said in the past and what Rob has written in the past. And I'm sure what Rob will tell us at 8 o'clock today. I do hear that, though, and go, it does make me worry a little bit, Doran.
Yeah, I mean, the way he framed it. Now, hockey players are somewhat dry and they're just going to try to say what they have to say and then get out. This isn't their forte of wanting to talk and elaborate on things. But with Sidney Crosby, this is a new, it's not a new regime, but it's a new GM. And he's trying to probably respect Cal Dubas and not just say I'm going to be here. I don't know what's on the table. He's worked with three or four GMs.
He worked with Craig Patrick, Ray Shiro, Jim Rutherford, Ron Hextall, and now Dubas.
Yeah, so, he's like, hey, I've been through this kind of this road here. I'm going to respect, and I don't know. And the whole self-evaluation part, too, kind of rolls into what he said here. The self-evaluation part saying, I go year to year. Whether I'm 26 years old and I play bad doesn't mean I'm going to retire and be done. And whenever I'm 36 years old and I play great, I don't know what that's going to entail. So I kind of assess myself, and then now I'm in a contract situation. I'm going to go to Dubas. I'm going to talk to him. And if I feel that the way I'm playing here right now, the way I played this year, doesn't match what the focus is moving forward, I'm going to explore the rest of my career. I'm not going to explore options, but I'm going to explore what's best for me. And they're going to explore what's best for them, and then we're going to do that together. And if it doesn't match, I got to figure something out.
I think all of that is really well said. And the reason I wanted to play the full clip to start the show is because I've seen it shared elsewhere where Crosby's talking about year to year. And I think people thought he meant going year to year on the contract, kind of like Kevin Colbert did. That's not what he's saying. Mm-mm. What I wanted to hear Crosby say, as a fan, and his prerogative's his prerogative, but what I wanted to hear was, I want to play until I'm 45, or I want to play until I'm 42, or I want to play until whatever. I wanted him to kind of say how much longer he felt like he had. He didn't do that. And I don't know that a lot of athletes would want to do that. We heard Russell Wilson say he wanted to play 5 to 7 more years and win 2 rings. A lot of athletes won't. A lot of athletes are thinking year to year, and you would understand that better than I would, Doran. And so I want your perspective on that. What I also wanted to hear from him, and we did not get, was, I'd love to finish my career in Pittsburgh. Now, why I said it was well said, what you put out there is, I do think he wants to respect Kyle Dubas and respect the process and not want to have to put this kind of pressure on the new regime. Because when you say, I am Sidney Patrick Crosby and I want to finish my career here, what if that's not what Kyle Dubas wants to do? And so you've given him the opportunity to not be under pressure when he has his press conference today at 10. But those are the things I wanted to hear from Sid, and we didn't get them. And I'm not panicking, but it's why I go, just a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Do you think that he feels that way? Honestly, us just, kind of airing things out right now from what we've heard, that clip right there. And do you think that even though he didn't answer about staying here and finish his career here in Pittsburgh, do you think he really, at this point in his career, what happened this year and the change at GM and the change even with Fenway 2-3 years ago, do you think he really wants to finish his career here? Honestly, do you think that really matters?
The answer yesterday makes me pause before I answer that question. If you would have asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said, damn right Sidney Crosby wants to finish his career here. He lived with Mario, respects the heck out of him, loves the guy probably, right? And Mario played his entire career here. He grew up idolizing Stevie Y. And that's a guy who played, overrated player, by the way. A guy who played, good player, not overrated. He played 20 straight years with the Red Wings, and Crosby idolized the guy. And so I could see him wanting to do that and wanting to be the Derek Jeter of the Pittsburgh Penguins, where you don't ever go anyplace else. You see the way Brady ended his career, though, and he won a championship elsewhere, and maybe he wouldn't have been able to win a championship again in New England. Rossi's always said he's going to stay here. He's going to sign a contract on July 1st. 2 weeks ago, I would have answered it differently. I still am guessing, educated as it is, I'm guessing he does want to spend his entire career here. But yesterday does make me go, before I answer.
So I believe Pony and Muller were talking about this yesterday, so I'm not going to just steal something that they've brought up. And I thought it was really good. And I'm gonna say it in a different way, probably a little bit. I think it really comes... The question is, Crowley, does he want to finish his career as a Pittsburgh Penguin? Which is more important, finishing your career as a Pittsburgh Penguin or winning another cup? Like, does he think that the Pittsburgh Penguins, by the time that he retires, will win another cup? Or is it more like, I just want to finish my career? Like, does he want to win another Stanley Cup? And does he think that this regime can do that? That's the question, I think. Or is it just about finishing in Pittsburgh?
If I'm taking another stab at this with an educated guess, and I'm trying to read Crosby's mind, I think he wants to win another cup, but I think he wants to do it here.
For sure. For sure.
And I think...
Does he think that could get done, though?
I think he believes what he said the other day, which was, and I'm paraphrasing here, if we get in, you got a chance. In the NHL, if you get in, you get hot, you got a chance. And so that's what I think he really does believe, that he can win a championship here because he believes that they can get in here. And if you get in here, you can win a championship. Now, I think you got to also have a complete roster. You got to be good. It to me, yeah, get in and you got a chance is true more so in the NHL than any place else. Maybe baseball too a little bit. But we've seen what it's taken this team to win championships, and you got to be good.
And he's seen that day in and day out.
He knows what it really takes.
What it really takes.
I think he kind of got fooled a little bit by these last few weeks. I do. I think he believes if they got in, they really did have a chance. That's what he said. I think he believes with this same core, they can have a chance next year. They think they'll be more consistent because they've learned their lessons from the last 2 years, and they'll get in. Yeah, I think he thinks he can still win a cup here. I think he gets that they're not a favorite, but I think he thinks he can win a cup here.
See, there's two people in your head, I believe, in these situations, especially whenever you're getting up there in your age. It's like, yeah, I can will myself to think that way because I'm such a competitor, and I can, you know, I tried to will my team to get there this year, and it, you know, like you said, almost got fooled down the stretch. But you have to be realistic. You have to be realistic and kind of look in the mirror and be like, I'm going to be 37 years old. My guys are 38, 39 years old. That I, you know, I've done it with before. Like, if I go to Colorado and play with, what, McKinnon?
Oh, my God. Like, his buddy.
I mean, if I go back to, you know, Canada, you know, a team in Canada, you know, back home.
I'll tell you.
Those are the realistic conversations you have to have.
You do have to weigh your options. And I heard a little bit of that in the answer yesterday, too, man. But I think when it's all said and done, and when we are doing the obit on Sidney Crosby's career, I do think we'll be talking about a player who played his entire career here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Because think about Andrew McCutchen, too. You know, Andrew McCutchen comes back. People love it here. Jeff Carter he announced his retirement. He played a large portion of his career in California with sunshine and beaches and surfing and all that fun stuff. His family relocated here. They're going to stay here. I think Sidney Crosby loves it here, and with McCutchen hitting home run number 300 and it being caught by a 9-year-old Pirates fan that I just read yesterday has leukemia.
I just read it too. Wow.
You think about the potential milestones that this guy could continue to rack up. He could set up Malkin's 500th goal next year. It's not like he wouldn't be here next year. He's under contract for next season. But there is an outside shot and maybe even a better shot than that he could wind up passing Jágr for second all-time in points. I think he'd want to do that here. And I think he'd want to do that here with his guys. I think that's important too. I don't think he pounds the table the way you heard that he kind of did for Letang and Malkin to remain here if he doesn't want to play with them for the foreseeable future.
I'm going to say this, take it whatever the way you want. I really believe that Sidney Crosby would want to win again here and want to retire here if Mario was still the owner. I feel like there's a huge tie there still, and there was, and I feel like he feels he doesn't have an allegiance to Fenway Sports Group and the regime that is there now. And Mike Sullivan's that last link. And if something were to happen to him, like we were talking yesterday, that would be probably the final straw. I think that is the last kind of gasp of air that is keeping Sidney Crosby engaged of being a Pittsburgh Penguin.
I can't disagree with any of that. I don't know that I agree with any of it. I can't disagree with any of it because he left open all possibilities with basically his non-answer yesterday. He could have said, I want to be a Penguin for the rest of my life. He could have said that, didn't say it. And so all of those things could go into the, to steal a Benzie phrase, in a word, calculus there. We'll continue to talk about this coming up next at 412-928-9370. If you've got thoughts, and I'm sure you do, you can text us, 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, I love my Fan Morning Show boys. My friends, my pals, my buddies. I'm surrounded by incompetence today, though. I just got to be honest. Surrounded by incompetence. You're late because you're sleeping in. Callus says, do you like poopy Callus or sleepy Callus better? Like, well, preferably neither, but I guess we'll take the guy that takes bathroom breaks during the show. He texted me during the first segment, like 6:07. Hey, ran to the bathroom. Be right back. What are we doing here? And so then I use the restroom during the break. That's the time you're supposed to go potty, Callus. And can I ask, did you go in the stall furthest away from the door, third yep. stall down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you clogged it. You clogged it. It's clogged.
What?
You clogged it. Go back and check. It's clogged. Totally clogged. I'm not crushing you for it. I'm just pointing it out. Totally clogged. It is 6:24. It's time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. We've been knocking around Sidney Crosby's comments from yesterday. Open locker room clean out day. It just feels like it's getting earlier and earlier every year for these Penguins. And Crosby was asked about a contract extension this offseason, going into a final year of his deal.
Do you have the intention of signing an extension when you can this summer, if it's possible?
Well, I mean, obviously I'm going to talk to Kyle and have a conversation with him. But, we'll see. I think it's just, it's something that have conversations with him about.
As somebody that wants to see Sidney Crosby finish out his career in a Penguin sweater, that answer didn't make me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. And you brought up in the last segment, Doran, the changing elements within this franchise. It's no longer Lemieux and Burkle. It's the Fenway Sports Group. Kyle Dubas, he's going into really his first full year, easy for me to say, as general manager. Mike Sullivan, we'll see what happens with him. He could be out. We'll talk to Rob Rossi about that coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. All these potential moving parts, how does that affect Crosby's wanting to be here in Pittsburgh for the long haul? And here's a text. His answer completely changes if he thinks Malkin and Letang might retire. Yeah, does he have loyalty to the logo? Does he have loyalty to the organization? Does he have loyalty to the city? Or does he just want to be with his guys? I don't know the answer to that question, but I wonder if it does change the math. If Crosby wants to play until 5 more years, those guys aren't under contract the next 5 years. I do wonder how that plays into it for him.
I think there's a lot of things he's weighing out. I mean, just knowing, what happened last year, what happened this year, I think that there's a lot. And I wouldn't take this with a grain of salt just by his answer. I mean, he could easily just said I expect to be here forever. Like, expect to be here forever. That's even, giving the leeway to Dubas to make his decisions. Like, I expect to be here. Like, I mean, I would hope so. But he's like, I'm going to, talk to Kyle. I'm going to take it year to year, and that's how I evaluate myself. I think that there's a lot that goes into everything. And, with the whole Sullivan situation, with losing, I truly believe at the end of the day that he wants to win another cup. And I think that he maybe questions if he could do that here. If this is going to be the team that does it or the regime that does it. Because does he want to be a part of a rebuild? Because that's going to happen at some point. Does he want to, play the way that they played this year? Because if nothing changes in this offseason, they're not going to make any crazy change. They're not going to make any crazy changes for the roster. How can you expect to be better whenever you played the way that you played all year and willed your team at the end, basically, and you still didn't make it? How's that going to change next year? How's it going
to
change?
You'd have to have full faith in Kyle Dubas and his plan and what he's going to do to surround you with enough talent to get you there.
But does Kyle Dubas' plan match with Mike Sullivan's plan? And he has more faith in Mike Sullivan than Kyle Dubas.
You would think, yeah.
And he's probably not going to break that faith for Mike Sullivan. But is that going to get him to winning a cup again with what they have?
Well, this leads us to a logical next place here in this conversation. What if Sid says, I don't want to sign a contract this summer. I'll go into my final year, and then I'll make the determination then. Let's talk about that coming up next.
That makes a lot of sense.
At 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Because there's some nuance here, and I think we need to examine it. Phone number one more time. 412-928-9370.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Give us a ring in the fan hotline, 412-928-9370, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Penguins insider Rob Rossi will be joining us on that hotline coming up at 8 o'clock. Sidney Crosby said he's got to talk to Kyle Dubas about a contract this offseason, see where Kyle is on it. I'm paraphrasing, but that's kind of the gist. And, man, I have long thought, if Crosby asked out, that you grant him whatever he wants. Like, if Sidney Crosby does not want to be a Pittsburgh Penguin, you say, you know what, man, you have earned the right, if you want to chase a cup someplace else, to be able to go do that. He brought the Penguins so much money, the organization. He bumped up the value when the club did get sold. He won three championships here. If you want to leave, you can leave. He holds all the cards. We've had discussions before. Should the Penguins blow it up? Should they ask Letang, Malkin, Carlson to waive their no-move clauses? It's a little bit different here with Sid. He's got 1 year left on his deal. Next season is the last season he has under contract as a Pittsburgh Penguin. He could easily, I don't know if it's going to happen, but he could easily say to Kyle Dubas this summer, hey, I want to see if you can build us into being a true contender. I'll play out this contract, and then we'll go from there. He could easily say that, and there's nothing Kyle Dubas could do because Crosby's got 1 year left, and he's got the full no-move clause. So if Crosby says, yeah, I'll play one more, and we'll see where it goes, it's not going to be, oh, well, would you waive your no-clause? No. Crosby would be saying, I'll play one more year. So Sid's got all the cards now. I don't know where this is going to go. Could I see that happening? Yeah, sure. They missed the playoffs the last 2 years. Right. They haven't won a series since 2018. They have been in no danger of being a contender for the last, like, 3 or 4 years.
Like, why, as a player like Sidney Crosby, why sign an extension and be stuck in purgatory for the rest of your career? Like, I know he doesn't want to do that. And I know he has allegiance to the Pittsburgh Penguins, to the community, to Penguins fans, to Pittsburgh, to everything that he has brought here. I get that. But most of the time, big athletes, they go on and they do something different. I mean, Tom Brady's an example. I mean, different sports, I get it. But why would you sign an extension to be here whenever things aren't going to be good, and then that's just how your career is going to end? Whenever you're still playing at a high level?
My hope is that he's got so much belief in himself and in this core that he fools himself into believing that they can win a championship. But he's a really smart guy.
Right.
And that's the difficulty with that one, is that Crosby is not a dummy. I hope he believes, and I think he does believe what he said the other day, which is you get in the NHL, in the Stanley Cup playoffs, you've got a chance.
But does he really want to rely on hope?
And that's what that is.
No. He knows what it takes whenever you actually have a good team.
Mm-hmm.
And you win. But really, are you, do you really want to rely on hope at the end of your career? Or is that all you have to rely on?
It's not like he hasn't won. I know he's driven by championships. I wonder if he thinks just getting in is enough and taking a flyer is enough because of what he's accomplished before. It's not like he's Ovi. You know, I look at Alexander Ovechkin and those Washington Capitals as kind of a hockey version of the 1990s Atlanta Braves. Like, those Braves, with what they had, particularly on the pitching side of things, to win one championship, I think was a failure.
Yep.
Had Crosby won one, I think that's a failure. For Washington to only have won one, I'm not sure that they look at it this way because they won it later in Ovi's career, but I think of it as a failure. If he had done that or not won at all, I'd be trying to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But he has won three. I'm wondering if that's enough with then knowing if we get in, we've got a chance. And if you had not won any, if we get in, I probably don't think he thinks they've got a chance. 412-928-9370. It is now the subject of the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Gut feel, Pittsburgh. Do you think Crosby will play his entire career in Pittsburgh? You can vote at _ Adam Crowley. I'll say this. If he wanted to leave, I wouldn't blame him. I wouldn't blame him. Andrew McCutchen was welcomed back with open arms because he never wanted to leave. Yager was excoriated because he had the dying alive comment, and people viewed it as him being a traitor. And then he winds up in Philadelphia when we thought it would get done here, and he's viewed as this turncoat kind of guy. I think most of Pittsburgh would understand if Crosby didn't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, it would suck for a lot of people.
Dude, it would be terrible.
Terrible.
And I would hate to see, I want Crosby here to stay here so bad, man. So bad. But as much as I can love an athlete, I love Sidney Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be cool with it. Because you can also in your mind frame it this way. A, Sid, you've done so much. You deserve the right to go do whatever you want to do anyplace else. And then the B there would be, it could help facilitate a rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to happen this way, but that's how I would view it. Sid, you've deserved it. You can do whatever you want. And then, well, he's got a ton of value, obviously. That could facilitate rebuilding your franchise for the foreseeable future.
He could pull LeBron. Also, and then pulling a LeBron saying, okay, go somewhere, try to win another cup. Doesn't
come
work
retire
out.
Here.
Yeah, come back, play here for the last like year or two. He's going to play into his 40s.
Think so, yeah.
I believe so. Yeah. I mean, I don't see him slowing down
at
all.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he didn't.
Right. So go, if he wants to go win a cup, here, I'll honor that. And if I was Sidney Crosby, knowing how much he loves the city and he means the city, like go try to win one if you win one. If you don't, door's still open.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he would want to close out his career here, and whatever the regime is, I don't think it would care at that point. But he got to explore his options, and he could come back.
This is all speculation, and
for sure.
Just makes for good conversation. It's why I wanted to talk to Rob today, and we will talk to Rob Rossi coming up at 8 o'clock. I don't know where this all goes. My educated guess, my hunch is that he stays his entire career here in Pittsburgh, but it is an interesting conversation. Here's a text. Fenway wants to sell ticks. He's the only player that they can market to help sell those tickets. Okay, but they're really not going to have a say here. Not really. Kyle Dubas doesn't really have a say here. Hey, Sid, we want you to be here for the long haul. Okay, that's step one. Crosby would have to agree to that. And I think that he will, but he does ultimately have to be the guy to sign on the dotted line. Of course Fenway Sports Group wants Crosby here as long as possible. It's why they bought the franchise, because they thought for at least X amount of years, they'd have him. And after that, it'll be more difficult. But in the early goings, you'll be printing money, or so they thought. But if he doesn't sign on the dotted line, he ain't going to sign on the dotted line. Mike Sullivan also spoke yesterday, and I thought he nailed what all the Penguins' flaws are, but I don't think he looked in the mirror. We'll talk about that coming up next before we get into Paul Skeens at 7 o'clock. Susie Cool from the AM side just popped her head in. She likes to say good morning to us. We like the vibe we got going on around here.
You got
Kale and Amanda Gorecki now doing Y108. The youngsters are taking over, baby.
Yeah, we are.
We are. We got young Callis. We got young people next to us. And Bubba and Mel, they just act young. Mm-hmm. They were bopping along the bottles up. Ignorant levels, bottles up. But so Susie Cool pops her head in, and we're going to get to what Mike Sullivan had to say yesterday in a moment. But Susie Cool, she comes in here, and she's talking about the new Taylor Swift albums. Apparently, she dropped two. She was supposed to drop one. She dropped an extra one. We're talking about like 30 new Taylor Swift songs, and they're all supposedly very depressing.
When the hell did she have time to do that?
Man, that's what I'm saying.
Like, she's at games, she's in the box, she's traveling, she's in Japan.
She writes her own stuff, too.
She probably doesn't sleep. She's an alien.
She kind of, never mind.
Oh my gosh. She's not from this planet. I'm convinced.
Today's going to be a big day. Oh, Taylor Swift sucks, blah, blah. Okay, no music is accepted by everybody. No comedy is accepted by everybody. No radio show is accepted by everybody. The good shows with the great ratings, people will still hate on. The great musicians who sell a lot of albums, who put out a ton of content, they'll get crushed. And comedians, they're either going to be hit or miss. That's just the way the world works. What I would say is the people who are going to hate on Taylor Swift today, just let people enjoy and like what they like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she might not be for you. Fair enough. She is for me, though I don't like ever really listening to music to get depressed.
Right.
If I am depressed, I suppose there is music that I will seek out.
Yes.
But if I'm in a good, I will not listen to the Taylor Swift album today. I don't think either of them today. And I Taylor Swift.
They're depressing.
They're supposedly very depressing, and wow. She pours her heart out, and she gets very deep on these things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
So I want to hear the new music. I don't want to put myself in a bad headspace, and that's what Susie Cool said. She rewound and listened to the end of a song a couple of times because it was so deep and it hurt and it cut her so much. That I'm not here for today. The next time it's a rainy day in Pittsburgh and I am getting in my feelings, maybe then I'll listen to the Taylor Swift albums. But I ain't hating. 50-minute mark on a fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in South Hills. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Paul Skeens shoved again last night, and our Pirates fans finally getting to a point where they're impatient. We want to hear from Pirates fans at 7 o'clock. We're opening up the phone lines at 412-928-9370. Mike Sullivan spoke yesterday, and because of our Taylor Swift conversation, I have left precious little time to be able to react to his comments, so I can't play them. They're too long. But he was asked, what are the problems? What are the issues? And he mentioned blowing leads, not really understanding the time score element, which is something we've talked about a bunch, and then about the power play and how bad that it was. He was later asked about 3-on-3 overtime, what needs to change there. And I thought his answers for both were actually really good. He pointed out the real flaws of this team. He pointed out the real issues in 3-on-3 overtime. But here's the deal, man. All those things, when I hear we can't protect leads, in football, I'm blaming the defensive coordinator.
Yeah,
I'm blaming the head coach.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing with Mike Sullivan. If your guys aren't playing different when the score dictates you should be at the end of games, if that message is not getting through to them, that's on the coach.
For sure.
It's not to say his team doesn't believe in him. They don't play the way they did down the stretch if they've tuned him out. But there needs to be tactical adjustments so that when you've played well enough to hold a lead in the third period, when you've been the better team, you've got to be able to hold on to them. That, to me, falls on coaching, Dory.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, it starts up top. And it's not like, I'm not going to say like you have to keep your guys engaged, but they have to understand the process and why things are happening and how the solutions to the process. And I don't know if Sullivan was giving them the solutions, and he probably let them do what they think is right.
Too much freedom.
Too much freedom.
Yes.
And
I'm with you.
And that's a tough battle, though. Like, I can't just sit here and say, like, he needs to go in there and say this. Like, you walk in a room with Carlson, Letang, Malkin, and Crosby, and try to tell those four, like, I'm just being honest, how to do something and know that they've already experienced things like that before.
Mm-hmm.
And at the highest level, multiple times, that's a hard back and forth to get into.
It is. Coaching star players is hard.
Oh.
It's really hard. Dan Bylsma did a really good job, let's say, in 2011 when Crosby and Malkin were both hurt. And you had, like, Mark Letestu, and that was one of the best years, actually, for our good friend Tyler Kennedy, because he got some power play time. You know, you were playing with a bunch of guys who were role players and then a bunch of younger players, and you tell them how to play,
yeah,
and they listen, and they played good structural hockey. It is harder to coach superstars. But, man, the biggest culprit, to your point, culprits, in late-game situations, Chris Letang with a terrible turnover against Calgary, just to pick one out, Erik Karlsson, in that Detroit game,
yes,
where he pinches halfway down the wall and how he chases a play behind the net. It is tough to tell, hey, guys, I know what you've done at points for us this season. Letang, I know what you've done for us overall in your career. Cut that you-know-what out. You can say it. Are they going to listen? Don't know. They run on instincts. More on this later on in the show. Rob Rossi going to join us at 8 o'clock. But up next, Paul Skeens was very good again last night. And actually, that's underselling his performance. And I have been on board with their plan with this guy. Bring him along slowly. Are you on board with the Pirates playing with him, Pittsburgh, at 412-928-9370? Because I was part of a group chat last night with some of my guys. And they are pissed off that this guy is still fledgling along, basically, in AAA. Where do you come down on this? Do you need to fast track him? 412-928-9370. We want to hear from you. We'll discuss next. But first, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. SunChevy.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.